Welcome back to Yap Time, featuring me, Trevor.
And me, Raven.
You didn't do the voice.
Yeah, right.
If you didn't understand that voice, then you probably don't watch Love Island. Sorry to talk about Love Island again.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot of what we've been talking about for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, we've been talking about Love Island so much. In fact, Trevor talked about Love Island by himself for an hour because he was going to make a video for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was using the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot to basically turn on one of the mics. So.
Yeah. So if you heard at the end of last week's podcast, we said something about would anyone be interested in a video of me talking to myself in a room, this room. And I did it. And yeah, and then I was in here for an hour just talking to myself and going a little crazy. It's probably better. It's probably like the universe didn't record the mic because it didn't want the things that I was saying out in the world.
Mm. No, I don't think that's true. I think, you know, we're making mistakes, but we're trying.
We are.
And we're going to get there. So it's okay. You know, we didn't get the video out to you guys this time. But next time, we just might.
And here's the thing, and that's what I'll say, is we did try to.
Mm-hmm.
We did try and make the video. We said that we wanted to do this video, and we did it, and it didn't make it to air. But that's a better step than saying that we wanted to do it and then not ever trying.
Yeah, and we've done that.
And we've done that a lot. But yeah, anyway, the reason I did the Love Island voice is because we're not going to be strictly talking about Love Island today, but the finale was last night from when we're recording this, and we're gonna just talk about reality TV
because
it's something that's like pretty new in our lives, at least my life. Like I never watched any reality TV before I met you.
Oh, okay, interesting. What did you watch with like your mom?
Well, my mom and I, we watched a lot of the Game Show Network.
Okay.
We watched a lot of game shows together, and then sometimes we would watch her soap operas together.
Whoa.
So like All My Children, One Life to Live, General Hospital, all the big like kind of long running soap operas.
Mm-hmm.
I would watch those with her. But yeah, we were never, I mean, my family was never reality TV people. Yeah.
My family definitely is. God, I like don't remember because I was so young when we were still a family. So like we watched Survivor.
It just like I was just sitting here listening like, yeah, that's normal, and then it clicked in my head and I was like, oh
yeah. So when it was all of us, my parents definitely watched a lot of Survivor. I've seen a ton of that. I think I watched a lot of Naked Alone Afraid.
Oh, naked and afraid. Yeah.
That's a good one. And then with my mom towards the end, like in like high school, college, she definitely was like a Bachelor and Bachelorette girl.
Okay.
So those are just so easy to get sucked into. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely watched a couple of those.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, as a kid, like watched Jersey Shore, of course.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think reality TV is really addicting. And so it's something I consciously and purposefully tried to eliminate from my life.
Because
I knew I was not going to get stuff done.
Yeah.
Like if I just kept watching reality TV. So yeah, I just stopped until now.
Yeah. Well, it's so tough too, because I mean, reality TV back in the day, it's like, you know, you wait every week, like the next episode comes out or whatever it is. But now it's like, you can go and just have a, like Love Island, like those are 36 episode seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And we could just go and start a new season of Love Island right now that we haven't watched.
Yeah.
And watch 36 hour long plus episodes. Like that's a horrifying amount of television that's just available to us.
Yeah, no, that's something I've been feeling a lot recently. Like I'm growing. I don't know if this is like a boomer thing, but I'm growing to hate like streaming services. I know you're feeling this a little bit, but I'm really definitely like, oh my God, it was so much healthier when we had cable TV.
Yeah.
Like the life that we have access to right now is not normal. And I think not for humans. Like we should not be able to sit and binge that much TV or content with no commercials. I need my commercials. Commercials are nice.
Yeah. Commercials are like a mental reset for us to like shut down for a second. And like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to go walk to the kitchen. I'm going to have a conversation with you for 3 minutes while these commercials play. No, it's bad. I'm growing to hate streaming too. I think like reality TV in general, though, like as time has marched onward, because that's kind of why I wanted to talk about it, is how toxic it is. Just from like a parasocial standpoint, because obviously, we've seen a lot of that with the most recent season of Love Island, which is the one that people are talking about. But I don't know. I mean, back in the day, like reality TV contestants, it was like, this is Jessica from Scottsdale, Arizona. And that's all you knew was that it was Jessica. And then she'd go on her little confessional and be like, yeah, I'm a fitness instructor from Scottsdale, Arizona, and I'm here to win Survivor. And it's like, okay, that's all we know about this person.
Yeah, literally.
And now it's like someone goes on a reality show, and then you have access to where they were, what hospital they were born in, their home address, their social security number, like their mother's maiden name. Like you can just go and find all of the information about them from forever. And it's scary.
No, everyone's on their LinkedIn like within 3 minutes of them being announced as like a contestant. Yeah, no, it's not okay. I know we both agree on this, just that Love Island, it's almost like it took the enjoyment out of it almost. Not to say that people shouldn't be held accountable for the things they do. So if you don't know, the contestants on Love Island, two of them got removed for saying nasty things online. Some racial slurs, if you will. And yeah, like, ugh, it's like, it's such a weird gray area where it's like they need to be held accountable, but it's like they're also just people, and like they didn't even have a chance to apologize. They were just like ousted and canceled before they even knew.
I think that was the weird thing. Yeah. I mean, Sierra was the big one. Because, yeah, I mean, with Love Island, they've cut off contact from the outside world. And so there, she was like, not, she, people found, this old screenshot of her saying a word that she shouldn't have been using. And then for just like a couple weeks of no, like her not knowing anything, just being competing on this reality show, the entire internet like wanted like to crucify her. And yeah, and then it's just like it's this insane, like I don't know how the human psyche is supposed to handle like that much attention being on you. I think that it's up to the Love Island producers obviously to like vet better. But also, I mean, the person that revealed it was like a fan of hers from years ago that posted a screenshot of an Instagram story from years ago when she had like used this harmful word. And it's like normal producers and background check people can't find that stuff. You know, like that's just like the world is gonna find every little thing that a person's ever done. And yeah, I don't know. It's just so, I think reality TV is just so unhealthy.
To sum up my thoughts on the Sierra thing, is she a bad person? I don't know. TBD. I think she's in a really unfair situation right now that nobody knows how to handle. Like, just thinking about, she has nothing to look to say, like, how do I handle this? Which I think is really terrifying. And she's like, what, like 25 or something? She's just like, that's so much pressure for something like unprecedented. So I hope she's doing okay.
Yeah, I mean the amount of hate that she was receiving, like it sucks because yeah, nobody gave her a chance to come out and be like, hey, here's what happened, like I think everybody deserves a chance to like talk about it and apologize, which she came out and she did, and yeah,
Was it a
just
good apology? We don't know.
we don't know
TBD. Not for me to say.
Yeah, I don't I'm like so everything after she left the villa again, because like I'm also not like on that side of social media, like that stuff doesn't show up for me. Like I don't, even when we were watching the show, I could go on social media and not worry about spoilers, but like you see that stuff, but I'm like it's just crazy how many people are this invested in people that they don't know.
Yeah, no, I think it's no longer just fun TV. It's like
No.
a social experiment. It's like Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Like, she literally lived her Black Mirror like situation.
Yeah.
Like, she was obsessed with Love Island. She had like a birthday party thrown for her that was Love Island themed. She
Didn't
like
know that.
befriended multiple Love Island people. See, I know this because I'm on Love Island threads.
Yeah.
And like, she finally got on. She thought she fell in love, and then she was getting canceled and just abandoned by all of her friends. while that was happening, that while she thought she was living her dream, her life was falling apart.
Yeah.
And that's so unfair. I don't know.
It is. I can't speak to any of the situation at all, but like all I can say is that, yeah, the effects, the long-term effects that that has to have on the human psyche, I don't even want to think about. Like, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
And I will say the show, like, because we started the season late, so we were, you know, trying to stay away from spoilers and stay off of social media and, like, not hear anything about it. And the show was a lot more enjoyable
100%.
When we were doing that. When I wasn't hearing what everyone else had to say about these people, like, when I was experiencing the show, as I think the show is meant to be experienced, which is just me and the show, it was very fun. And then it was like, oh, but then there's all these people that have gone and done extensive, like, digging and digging about through everyone's past. And I don't know. It's such a fine line to walk, because obviously, like, I don't want to support someone if they're, you know, a bad person or if they have, like, bad, like, you know, questionable views on things. But then if I'm just consuming the show and I don't have a phone and I don't have Twitter, there's no way for me to know that through the screen. So it was like, we're watching the show and we're like, man, we love these people. And then we get to this point where we're like, oh, wait a minute, but they're bad people in real life. So now I don't.
No, literally, like, God, I don't know about when we caught up. It was maybe like a week or a week and a half ago where we were watching them live. If that, honestly.
Yeah.
But there was so long that we were watching it, and Trevor loved Austin.
Yeah.
We did not like Austin, actually. But then he really grew on us, because we were like, this guy's just chill. Like, he's just himself. He's a silly guy. He went out, like, all out on the challenges. And we really grew to love him. And then he got ousted.
Yeah.
And then I went on Threads.
Yeah.
And Threads let me know that he was a Trumpy.
Yeah. Like him.
And we were like, man.
It sucks. It sucks. Because, yeah, we were experiencing the show, and I was like, without knowing anything about them other than who they are, you know, on the island. And I was like, man, this guy's, he's hilarious. He's so funny and chill. And yeah, and then he's like a Trumper. And I'm like, well, that sucks, man.
People are cool and fun and awesome until you realize they don't vote for, like, human rights. And then it's like, ugh. I thought you were chill.
It sucks. It's like, God, you seem so cool, but how could you do that? Yeah, no, I need the Love Island producers to just make sure that everyone that is on the show are good people.
Yeah.
Because I want to like the people that I want to like. Like, there are multiple people in the show where I'm like, yeah, I like that person. And then I found out, ah, man, they actually suck in real life.
Yeah. No, I saw a thread about that, like, that the casting needs to do better, because this season it was like all influencers, or like basically people who had an extensive, like, history online doing stuff. And they were like, why is this season all influencers? Like, we want to see real people trying to find love, not people like faking it or just trying to make money or be there to grow their following for like the brand deals and stuff. And I was like, that's so true. Like, stop scrolling on freaking Instagram. Like, get up and go to the middle of Alabama or something.
Yeah.
And there it said, like, find somebody, like, you know, a sleeper, beautiful girl, like, at the mall, who's like a kindergarten teacher, and like, bring her, you know, like, just real people who aren't like clout chasing.
Yeah.
That would be a fun show to watch.
Yeah. No, after watching the season, like, I don't think the love shows are for me. Like, because I feel like there's kind of two genres of reality TV, right? There's like the reality, like, lifestyle reality TV. Like The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Love Island shows, where it's about like kind of coupling up, finding love type stuff. And then there's like kind of the challenge, or I guess they call them like the games, the gamers, where it's like Big Brother and Traitors and The Challenge and Survivor. And granted, we haven't really watched any of those either, other than Traitors. But I don't know. It's so hard, because when we're watching Love Island, I'm enjoying it and I'm so locked in. And I'm like, man, this is incredible television. And then we get done and I'm like, I feel empty.
No, it's in that same genre of like false productivity games that I tell you I hate. Like, it's just something you do and you throw yourself into for an hour. And then afterwards you're like, okay, what was the point? It's not a good feeling.
No, I'm so torn, because I genuinely did, like, I was like, it's the next episode. Like, I was ready. I was pumped. I was ready to be watching them. But then after experiencing the thing as a whole, I'm like, I'm not a better person for having experienced that.
No, I think it's just, you know, our need for community.
Yeah.
I think it was fun, you know, going, like, I know we just said it was terrible, but going on threads and like having stuff, I'm sure, to talk about with people at Smosh and whatnot. Like,
yeah,
it's literally like, I don't know, as a society, okay, wow, I'm going like super woke, but just like, we have completely stripped each other of like community and like, mm-hmm. I don't know, third places and activities and doing things outside of work.
Yeah.
And it's like, Love Island kind of brought us together.
No, honestly, yeah. I mean, going into Smosh and just like everybody talking about Love Island, mm-hmm. and like being a part of it.
Everyone's caught up.
Everyone's caught up. Everyone's saying like, it is fun. It's fun to talk about with people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Gossip. Unfortunately, it's also very, yeah, Black Mirror and dystopian, that the thing that we're all obsessed in talking about are like just these normal people's like very like emotionally charged, vulnerable moments.
Yeah.
That they're being filmed 24 hours a day on an island in Fiji and like really going through like, it's like a
real trauma.
It's like the Stanford prison experiment. I mean, they're literally doing like social experiments on an island, and I'm rolling up to Smosh like, bro, can you believe Huda and Chris? Like, he didn't carry her through the water. Like, it's just. And then these people are like, you know, they're forever changing the courses of their lives by going on this silly show.
Literally. Like, would you go on Love Island? Of course, like, if you were single, because you knew it was going to jumpstart your social media career.
I didn't ever want a social media career.
Fair.
I think that the person that I am, I don't know that I would ever be able to. I don't think I could ever go on Love Island.
Okay, new question. Would you go on Survivor? Now?
Now?
Mm-hmm.
I think I would go on Survivor. Yeah. Actually, I don't know. I've never seen a season of Survivor or an episode of Survivor for that matter.
Oh my gosh, okay.
So I actually don't know really what Survivor is.
Uh-huh.
Or what people do, but I think I would do it.
Okay, so I haven't seen it in a long time, so bear with me, audience.
This is crazy that I'm just here, like, I literally know nothing about Survivor. Like, that seems like something that everybody on planet Earth knows about.
Yes, it's gone through waves. Like, obviously, like I said, with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like our generation is re-falling in love with Survivor. And it's so weird. But basically, it's just like people out in the world, out in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. And you do challenges. And I think you get, like, you know, your, like, safety badges or whatever, you can win a guarantee to go into the next round or whatever, and then people get eliminated. So
yeah, people get like voted off, and
so it's a lot of challenges. They're literally out in the world just like living, though. It's also the fact that they're having to survive in the wild and take care of each other, and then I think that's it pretty much.
I think that I could do a show like that. I could do a show like Survivor. Maybe not Survivor because I just wouldn't want to be outside, but like Traitors or...
Oh, yeah. Traitors would be so much fun.
Like, I would love to do... I could do like a reality show that wasn't like dating, like love-based.
Mm.
I think that that's another thing is like, I don't know. The idea of going on a TV and like going on a show and just trying to find love and knowing that there's millions of people watching, that just feels so weird.
Yeah. This is so funny. I feel like me before I met you, it's something I would do.
Yeah.
I kind of told you that.
Yeah.
I'm definitely like, I don't know. Reality TV growing up, it felt like, oh my God, these are like adults and they all look amazing. And like, this is crazy. They're successful people and they're just like taking time to go do this thing.
Yeah.
Find love on The Bachelor or whatever. And I was like, that's so cool. Like, you know, like, why not? Like, if you're in your, like, you're a young woman, you have everything going for you and like, you're single, why not? Like, just go have fun. So I think definitely growing up, I just always kind of thought it was fine and normal.
Yeah.
Which is probably why I ended up doing that Scuffed Brother stream.
Mm-hmm.
I was a part of Ice Poseidon, the streamer. He asked me when I was on Mixer to be a part of his live stream, Scuffed Brother, which was after Big Brother.
Yeah.
And we all lived in a house together in Austin for like a week. And it was crazy.
That's crazy.
I was not built for it.
I don't think you ever really told me much about that.
No?
No. I don't even know if you ever told me that. I don't know that I knew that you lived in a house for a week with a bunch of strangers.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, they weren't like strangers.
Not like strangers, but yeah.
But yeah, yeah. So.
Yeah, tell me about your reality TV experience.
It was awesome. It was awesome. His community is, or at least back then, was really, really supportive of me. Well, just like supportive in general. Ice Poseidon is known for being like very controversial. He was banned from Twitch, and so he was streaming on Mixer, where I was streaming at the time, which is a website that no longer exists anymore. But he came and found my stream, and all of his community was like, you should invite her. Like, he hosted me or something, and they were like, bring her on, like, this Scuff Brother. Like, you should bring her. And so his, like, people reached out to me, and I was like, you know what? Why not? It was right after a convention, PAX South, and so I was already going to be in San Antonio, and he was going to send an Uber to pick me and then two of my friends up, like, two people I knew from Mixer that I hadn't... Wait. No, I hadn't met them before, but... Lindsay and Tonzi, and yeah, he sent an Uber down, drove us up to Austin, and then we lived in a house with two other guys, him, his girlfriend at the time, and then another girl, and all those people I did not know.
Okay.
So it was like very overwhelming and like not in my wheelhouse at all. Like, I was streaming Fortnite and like I wouldn't even curse at on stream at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So like meeting these like very like adults, like these like people, like
yeah.
It was very, very weird for me. But yeah, I shared a room with two of the girls, and I won one of the days. So basically it was like we would do challenges and stuff, and like chat would donate, and then they would also vote for who they wanted to win that day.
Yeah.
And I won one of the days, but I was so terrified because one of the things they could do is if somebody like donated like $200 or $250, they could like clear the pot or like make you not win if you didn't eat a cricket. If you didn't eat a live cricket.
A live cricket.
And so I was like, you know what? Like the whole day I knew I was like number one in the polls. And I was like, I hate this.
Yeah.
Like somebody's gonna do it because I'm like little Raven, like so innocent. Like somebody's gonna donate the money and like try to get me to eat a bug. And I knew I was just like, if it happens, like, I'm just going to have to be a buzzkill. And I'm going to say no. Like, I literally cannot. I'm going to freak out. And nobody did it.
That's awesome.
They just let me have the money. And so that was pretty awesome.
How much was it? How much did you win?
I don't remember. It wasn't a lot.
Oh.
It was probably like $600 or something.
Okay. Well,
it was
pretty
like,
good.
It was like enough that he should have sent me a W-2 or something, but he didn't.
Oh, okay. That's so funny.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. Like, being on stream is awesome. Chat is awesome. Like, I don't know. I think getting to interact with people is a big difference, though.
Yeah.
Like, if they were just watching me and I didn't know what people were saying, I'd be freaking out. But getting to interact with chat was definitely different. But, oh my god, I lived off of, like, white rice and baked beans.
That's crazy. For a week, that's all you were eating in there?
Well, yeah, and it's not even, like, because it was Survivor. It was just because he's a man and I don't think he knows how to grocery shop. So, like, one time, well, the whole prospect was like, oh, if you win, you're supposed to eat well. And if you don't win, you're not going to eat well. And so he got like a pork tenderloin.
Yeah.
And he used to be a line cook, apparently, but he literally like opened that thing on the counter, like just like raw meat on the marble counter and was like cutting it and stuff. And then he like made some for somebody. I don't know, dude. And then he put the whole thing in the fridge, like not even wrapped up. It was not a safe environment.
That's crazy.
It was bonkers, but wow, that was such a long time ago. It was so much fun. He had like his mods, his staff there, and they were like running the show in another room, and we had confessionals and everything, and wow. It was just weird. It was weird because I didn't know like where the line was. Like I was like, is this fake or is this real? Like I can't tell like if people are putting on a show because I didn't know half of the people. And I remember that was like kind of a place of dispute where like Lindsay and Tonzi ended up leaving because it got like a little too real. And nobody was apologizing for anything.
Oh, weird.
It was just like this really weird dynamic where it's like they went too far. I don't know. People's feelings got hurt for sure. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know what's happening.
Wow. Wow. It was getting real.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you want to go on a reality TV show.
Yeah. I want to go on Love Island. Just kidding.
Wait a minute.
No, I don't know if I want to go on a reality show.
One of the first ones we started watching together was The Mole. That was one of our first reality shows. Something like that. It's like game based. It's like kind of like a social deduction. Like,
that one was fun.
Yeah. I don't know. It's so tough. Oh, I agree. Excuse me.
Yeah, I started watching The Mole because I think I watched an episode without you.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you have to watch this.
Yeah.
It was like something I just threw on to be on the background, like while I was at home by myself. And that was a mistake. And then we got locked in and we watched like a season and a half.
Yeah.
And then, oh, I watched Love is Blind.
Yeah, Love is Blind I was not into at all. No. I remember, because most of the reality shows I think that we've watched, like, you usually watch an episode and then you're like, hey, do you want to watch this?
Mm-hmm.
The Mole I got into.
Mm-hmm.
Love is Blind I did not care for.
Yeah, no. Love is Blind is a little bit weird. I think I understand the concept, but it takes away just so much that it's like hard to come back from. The fact that they can't see each other.
Yeah.
Like, I get the novelty of it, but I feel like almost that portion should be shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, go on a couple of dates and like choose your top three and then date them in person. I don't know. Yeah. Something else. But something that's ruining a lot of, I think, of the love shows now is politics. In a good way.
In a good way.
Yeah. In a good way. Because I know Love is Blind. There was at least two of the contestants on the season we watched
mm-hmm.
that they found out their partner was like Republican.
Mm.
And not saying like if you're Republican and a good person, fine, but the trend is typically not so. And so these people were just like not pro women's rights and stuff. And then they were like
yeah.
forced to stay with this person because if you reveal yourselves to each other, you're like your contract is that you have to go to the wedding podium mm. and that's where you reject them. You can't reject them before then.
Yeah.
So then you have like these people who are not really into each other, like forced to stay together.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone's like, oh, they were lying. And it's like, no, they kind of like had to.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Love Island with like Austin and what's his name?
Charlie.
Like, yeah. Apparently that was an issue for Hannah as well. Like, yeah. That's why she like pulled away from people and stuff. And it's like, I respect that so much. Mm-hmm. Like 100%. Like, yeah, go her.
Yeah, no. It is so... It's also because, like, I mean, how politically polarized, like, I don't know. Back in, like, 2008, it was like, if you were voting for, like, Obama versus Mitt Romney, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, there was a lot less, like, high stakes. It wasn't... Like, if you're voting for Trump, you're like, he's, like, an awful, terrible human being. Like,
mm-hmm.
like awful.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2008, if you're voting for Mitt Romney, it's like, okay, you're just like a Republican, you know.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, it wasn't like I wouldn't see someone voting for Mitt Romney and be like, you are insane and awful and he's disgusting, which is how it is now. So it's like, I and not like I'm saying that's a bad thing. Like, it's, I'm glad that people are being shamed
mm-hmm.
and held accountable for mm-hmm. supporting supporting this current administration.
I think it's important. Like, I mean, that comes down to like a fundamental, like moral value. And I think it's fair to say, like, if you're Republican, I probably don't align with like your values, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's, if anything, right now, it's really nice to quickly be able to deduce that.
Yeah.
Just by knowing who someone voted for. It's oh, fundamentally, we are not going to get along.
Yeah. It's a very easy litmus test. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just, it's crazy. And then you obviously, you just know all of that. You have access to all of that information because everyone's on social media mm-hmm. and everything. And so, yeah, I don't know. Reality TV is insane. I genuinely, I mean, I'm on the internet. I'm here right now. People are watching me. People are watching us.
Mm.
And even that is like a level of, and I'm not even like a bad mm. person. It's not like I have things to hide or anything like mm-hmm. that. But like, even people just seeing me freaks me out sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, God, like, there are people out there that talk about me and like mm-hmm. know me, and I can't imagine like the difference of me being like a part of this silly YouTube channel versus
mm-hmm.
the kind of like people that are watching Love Island, because that is some, the things that, like, that is some insane parasocial behavior from the mm-hmm. Love Island fans, from mm-hmm. what I've seen.
It's extra insane because it's not reciprocated in any way.
Mm-hmm.
They are thoroughly like going to war for these people who have no idea who they are.
Who have no idea who they are, who have no idea they exist, and who mm-hmm. are never going to talk to them. Like,
yeah.
It is. They're like,
it's
no.
It's on a very large scale. But all that said, I think if you truly understood how many people consumed your content, I think you would freak out. I don't think you have a good gauge on that.
I'm already freaked out.
Yeah, so
it does.
Trevor's recent reel went what one may call viral.
What one could call.
It's so hard to say what viral is these days.
Yeah.
But it's definitely more viral than things I've seen other people call viral. So we'll call it viral.
Yeah. That's so funny. I love, that is one thing about like social media that I love is like everyone's different definitions of viral. So we're like, yeah. Oh my God, I had a viral TikTok and it's just like, it got over 1 million views.
Dude, no.
I'm like, that's like.
I hate that.
I'm like, unfortunately, that's not viral.
Yeah.
Viral used to mean something.
Mm-hmm.
Viral used to mean every single person that's on the internet has seen this thing.
Yes. And that's how I feel it. That's what it should mean.
That's what it should mean. Is like every, it's like you.
You bring it up in a group of friends, mm-hmm. and they all know. And the one person who doesn't know is like, what?
Yeah.
How do you, have you not seen this?
No, every viral means like everybody that's on the internet should know. And you know something viral is, like, is viral too, then when like brands start to get in on it, like mm-hmm. weeks after. And then it's like, okay, it's really viral if Charmin yeah. is making a joke about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had a video that got a lot of views,
mm-hmm.
And it was Love Island related.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was freaking out. Like, I mean, we both were freaking out. Like, the amount of, we knew it was going to do well. But the amount of views it got was like bonkers.
Yeah. Especially on my TikTok where I like never post.
Yeah. He had like 30K followers on TikTok at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, the video got over 17 million views.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Yeah.
I think like maybe that's part of it too, is like the people that follow me and watch videos with me in it, they knew who I am, you mm-hmm. know? Like, they know something about me. They know, like, kind of, like, a little bit of my story, like, where I came from, mm. like, whatever. Because, like, you know, I'm on YouTube channels where, like, I'm myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then having, a TikTok at, like, 16 plus million views, whatever it is, mm-hmm. like, the amount of people in the comments that just have no idea who I am. Like, that's what's crazy is, like, the people that watch the things that I'm in know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird to have people watch the things that I'm in that have no clue who I am.
Mm.
And then, yeah, I don't know, to then like, I'm imagining me going into a situation completely dry, like a reality show,
mm.
and nobody knowing who I am, and then mm-hmm. like all those people watching me,
mm-hmm.
like not having built up like that, like a foundation first, just kind of getting dropped into it. Like,
yeah.
That's so.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have any context.
Yeah.
Like, people have context about me when they watch. Like, people can see me, like, make a joke or do something and be like, oh, Trevor, like, that's, he did this or this mm-hmm. thing happened. Like, that's why that's funny or whatever. Mm-hmm. None of these people have any context.
Yeah.
Of, you know, who they are. It's like they just see a person on TV mm-hmm. and that's all they know about them. And then what they can glean from cyber stalking their social mm-hmm. media accounts.
Yeah.
And now they've created a person in their head that is probably completely different from how the person actually is.
Yeah.
It's so scary. I'm going to fall. I'm going to have a nightmare about.
The internet is crazy. The internet is freaky.
We're literally in Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I like it's unfortunate how rapidly Black Mirror is just becoming a reality.
Mm-hmm. I agree. One of my like freak out moments as far as being on the internet, and this is it's freak out in a different way, but when I was streaming, I had this. I was very particular with like who I made a moderator in my chat.
Mm-hmm.
Like I needed to know you were like over 18 and like an adult and like yeah. a normal person, and like I wanted to have quite a few conversations with you. And like these are people that ended up just being very close to me because we would like hang out every single day after stream or whatever mm-hmm. On games and just talking. And so I had this one moderator. His name was Pace, and we were really good friends. He was like literally one of the first people I met streaming. Like he mm-hmm. was there from the beginning, and he's just a chill dude, and we were like really close friends. And then eventually way down the line I got another moderator who was a woman, mm-hmm. my first female moderator I think, and they ended up, you know, realizing they were both in New York and were spending a lot of time together, you know.
Whoa.
In little Discord channels and stuff, and then they started dating.
Whoa.
And that was weird.
Matchmaker Raven.
I know. No, that was like such a freaky moment, and it was like all fun and games, but honestly it was one of the things that made me want to quit making content was when she cheated on him.
Oh.
It was not okay.
That's crazy.
And yeah, it just, oh my god, that situation is such a crazy situation because we all ended up going for like pandemic trip to Colorado. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. Like, you know, it was like just six people or something in a house, and it was a lot of, it was very nice. Mm. But seeing them together was like so freaky. And then she hit on me.
She hit on you?
At that place, yes.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what the heck, man? Like, this yeah. is not what this is about. And like, ugh, that like makes me sick to my stomach. And then she like freaking cheated on him. And he's just like this very nice guy who helped me build my PC and is like an amazing person, you know, going through things in life. And then this girl who I thought was just really sweet and awesome and like very cool.
Yeah.
Seemed very normal. Mm-hmm. Just like was a total homewrecker and very, very odd. And so that was one of the things that, yeah, I was like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. Like I can't get close to like my viewers. It just, it made it really hard.
I don't know. Like it's funny that I'm saying this on our podcast that we created, that we're posting to the internet with the intention of people watching it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to say it anyway, but like, God, I think pretty often about how, like, I don't know that mentally I was really built for this, like to be not scrutinized, but to just be known. Like I don't have that. And I feel like I see it with the people, like the fact that there are people that are, you know, influencers that want to be on Love Island. Like they have that desire. They are clout chasing. Mm-hmm. They want people to follow them. They want viewers. Like they want to be Instagram famous, whatever. And like, I get it. Like I want more views. I want more people to watch the show. Like I understand that, but I don't like the, I don't even know how to put this in a way that makes sense. It's the idea of people like knowing who I am, you know, like I'm fine being a character on someone's screen, but then there's that level of like, they just kind of know me and I don't know them and they're watching and it freaks me out sometimes. And I'm very sensitive to like what people have to say. Like I'm a very sensitive person. It's hard for me to like see mean things or hear people like talk negatively about me. Not that it happens super often, not that I'm getting a ton of hate, but just seeing little things, like I think about those things. Like I am a pretty sensitive person. Like I wasn't built with like thick skin to be able to go on the internet. So it's just funny that this I've managed to make my way here, because I really love what I do at the same time. Like I think it's awesome, and I love that, you know, people enjoy watching this, and I love it when people come up and are like, hey, like I love your videos, like, you know, you make me smile, like that's awesome, that makes me so happy. But then at the same time I'm like, sometimes I'm just like, I want to hide in a closet.
I think all of this is exactly what makes you built for it. Like I understand the thick skin thing, but I think you had the perfect storm that brought you to where you are, because like as a streamer, or like if you did solo content, I think that would have not worked for you. Like just the direct comments and like people straight up just speaking to you and then having to react. I think you starting on Mythical Kitchen and then moving over to Smosh, like which both have really like pretty positive and like large, just like loving communities.
Yeah.
Was fundamental.
Yeah.
Because you were like almost eased into it. And it was like almost so much noise that you couldn't take it all into, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's fair. I definitely do think like I feel the same way. I'm very thankful for, yeah, the overall kind of level of support that I've had from, yeah, the Mythical and Smosh fans since I started. I love that this episode we were like gonna talk about reality TV and it's actually just turned into me talking about how scared of the internet I am.
Hey, it low key is reality TV.
Yeah.
Oh, how different, if any, is this from us watching Nick and Alandria talk about their relationship?
That's true. That's true. Nick Alandria.
Who should have won.
Who should have won. Who
but we're both fine with Amaya Brown winning.
Yeah.
But there's just a little part of us that's like, ugh.
Yeah. No, Amaya and Brian winning is like, okay, I wanted Nick and Alandria, but between either of those two couples, like, I accept, you know? God, yeah. No, I don't, the internet is crazy. I feel like there's at least like once a week where I'm like, man, what if I just moved back to Idaho?
Absolutely not.
Not actually. I'm just not even that. More of like looking back and I'm like, what if I hadn't moved to LA? Like, I wonder what my life would look like right now had I like not moved to LA. Because this is insane. I mean, when you really think about it, when I like walk through the steps of like how I got to be right here where I am, I'm like, it's crazy. And I'm like, I'm wondering if I just decided to go to Boise State and study economics, like what I would be doing right now.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's what our next episode should be. We should like trace down all the way to how we got to LA.
Okay.
Because I think I could definitely do that to like some pretty wicked details. Like, yeah, if this boy from my past went to that high school instead, like he was supposed to, I wouldn't be in LA.
Yeah. Some like serious like butterfly effect moments. Yes. Like, yes. I could definitely go back and be like, yeah, it's like, oh, like this thing, I decided to do this, have this for breakfast this one day. And that led to.
Then I threw up and the doctor was like, you should be a YouTuber.
Then I pooped my pants and then I love it. I want to keep doing it. And I know it's what I want to keep doing. It's just it does, I think, every day more and more so. I wish that I could figure out a way to balance like using the internet as little as possible to continue to do my job. Cause I really, I think it would be so good for me if I just like was not on Twitter at all.
Yeah. I think it would be good for everyone.
Like if I just didn't have to like, if I wasn't on Twitter, if I was like barely on Instagram, I mean, I'm barely on Instagram as it is, honestly, like Twitter's the one thing I really just need to get off of.
Yeah.
But like not consuming social media unless I have to for my job. I think that that would be so huge. But then my problem is that as soon as I'm not consuming, then I'm like, well, I wonder what they're saying over there. Then I go back.
Oh, no.
And it's a vicious cycle.
Because,
like, as much as I am so, like, as much as I hate hearing or reading, like, negative things or what people have to say, it's like I still want to do it. Because, like, I want to know what they're saying. I want to know what people say, even though it, like, makes me sad. And I know it makes me sad. Or not always sad. It's not always bad. But I'm like, I just have to know. I have to know.
Yeah, but you don't.
I know, but then I have to.
Like, imagine if, I don't know, back in, like, medieval times, there was, like, a sheet of paper on, like, the community board that was, like, comments about Trevor. And then people just went and wrote stuff. That doesn't happen.
That'd be hilarious. That's what I need to do. I need to just put a big like poster board. I need to put like a
board. If you're not gonna write it on this paper, I'm not gonna read it.
Better get a pen, walk over here, come to LA to this address, write something on there, I'll read it. Now there should be a less it should be like less direct the way that people can just say things about me. There should have to be some sort of like submission form. Like you should have to like take a couple extra steps. Like if you want to say something mean about me, it's like you gotta really want to say something mean.
Yeah,
like you have to verify your ID.
Yeah,
you have to like age verification. You have to be 18 years or older to say a mean thing about me.
Your profile photo has to be a photo of you.
It has to be a photo of you.
Your email has to be connected to the account, and I should be able to send you an email.
And I should be able to respond with an email.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, we need to make people jump through more hoops to be haters.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to say something nice, you can wherever, whenever.
Feel free.
Feel free. Here's my home address. Write it in a letter. Send it to me.
Oh my gosh.
Do you, I'm trying to think of like reality shows. Well, Traitors, going back to reality. That is one show that I genuinely would love to be on.
Yeah.
Traitors, that was like the first, I think, reality show that I was like, this is incredible television.
Yeah.
I think the first ones before that we watched, because we watched The Mole and then we watched The Ultimatum a little bit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And we watched God, what was the other one? There was one season of Temptation Island.
Did we watch that?
Yeah.
What is it about?
It was like where they had like the five couples and then they brought in five other guys and five other girls, and they sent the five dudes off, the five couple dudes with five random girls and the five couple girls with five random dudes, and it was basically just like they put them off in like separate houses and like see if they cheat on them. It was like literally it was like a cheating test.
Oh my god, The whole time I was telling you that I thought I knew what Love Island was, and I was describing literally exactly that. Was that what I was thinking of? Maybe I was confusing the two shows.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
That is so funny.
Yeah. But that was Temptation Island, because that was the one where they like caught that guy making love to that woman in the shower.
Oh, and my
then
God.
They played
yeah,
it back
crazy.
At the fire. There was like the they played
oh my
them
God,
back.
The fire. Oh my God. Yeah, that was good.
Bit. Yeah.
Oh, that show is so messed up.
That was messed up.
It's really good TV, guys.
It was so sloppy. I mean, that was like a messed up show. That's literally the whole concept of the show is just, let's take these five couples and see if we can get them to cheat on each other.
Yeah, that show was literally for people who just wanted to cheat on their partner.
Yeah. No, it was. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
They did cheat.
So good.
That show was crazy. But no, Traitors was the first reality show that I was like, this is top tier television. Mm-hmm. I feel like I just.
Great casting.
Alan Cumming, incredible. It's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fun show.
Yeah.
And the drama is good. It's not like sloppy, messy. Like there's definitely some of the dramas, you know, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, I never felt like icky watching Traitors. I never felt gross watching it where I'm like, ugh. Like, it was fun. Yeah. The drama was drama and it was just like fun TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets a little intense, but it's not crazy and like emotional damage forever.
Yeah. I feel like I'm unpacking. We got sick and we watched all of this most recent season of Love Island in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I think I'm reeling from that a little bit. I think I'm like, I'm flushing that out of my system right now.
Yeah.
Unpacking that.
Like a sickness.
It is. I'm like unpacking the trauma that I experienced from the show to be like, man, this is, it's just, I feel like human relationships aren't, they're not meant to be experienced in that way. There's something very wrong about it, about putting people in that situation. It is like a social experiment.
Mm-hmm.
It's
just like, man, if it wasn't so good.
But it's so, when I'm watching it, I'm like, I just want to keep watching more.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem. I don't know what the solution is.
Yeah.
Love Island is ruining America.
It's so tough. Ugh. I had a thought and I forgot what it was.
No, that's okay. I was going to say, it's funny too, because there are opportunities too for it to be like a very positive thing.
Mm.
Like when you see like for example, like people like Nick, like I think he's a pretty positive like male role model in the way that he like, you know, was acting around all the women, like
very respectful.
He's very respectful, just like seemingly like genuine, kind, caring guy. And I think that that's really cool to have like a positive, you know, male role model. But then there's also like obviously so much toxicity too. Like there's no way to have the goods without the bads. Because if there was no bads, then people wouldn't want to watch the show.
Yeah. I think I'm just exhausted, like mentally and emotionally. Like as if the world wasn't crazy enough right now. Like now I'm dealing with Huda's trauma. And trying to process why she's acting like this on TV. And then I'm going on Threads and trying to process why so many people are defending her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, this is a full-time job.
It is. Yeah. No. And then I made a Love Island TikTok that got a bunch of views. And then I'm like, man, now I got to make more Love Island content. I'm like, no, I don't. But here we are. I need to, after this episode, I don't want to talk about Love Island until the next season comes out.
We'll put a cap on it.
But it was fun. I don't know. I don't know if I'm built for reality TV. Definitely not for me to be in it. But even to watch it, I'm like.
Doesn't make me feel good.
It makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me sad.
I think, I don't know if you relate to this. I don't know. This is actually an interesting question. I feel like as a creative, consuming content really, really puts me in a rut. Especially unsatisfying content. Like watching reality TV, I am so uninspired and just blech about everything. I'm like, all right, whatever.
No.
And it's like, whereas like, I don't know, listening to like a really good album or watching a really beautiful movie will like put me in a great headspace.
Mm-hmm.
Like reality TV just like takes it out of me.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just, you can't consume and create at the same time, I feel.
Yeah.
it's like a one-way tunnel.
No, 100%. I agree. Even last night after we finished watching the finale, I was like, I need to watch something like educational.
Yeah.
I was literally like, I need to watch something that's going to enrich my mind in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wanted to watch a nature documentary, but we couldn't because we didn't want to see animals get killed.
Yeah. What is up with that?
Every nature documentary has animals getting killed.
Dude.
I get that it's a part of nature, but I wish that they would just like make like a G-rated version of Planet Earth.
Yeah.
Like just cut out the scenes of animals dying.
Yeah. A little pretty princess version for Tweva.
A little pretty princess version. Because it's so cool and the visuals are so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I just want to see the little baby seal going into the water and swimming around and not getting chased by a great white shark.
Yeah, no, that was messed up.
That was like the first thing, the first scene we watched. And I'm just, we didn't see it happen. We paused because you're like, if it does happen, we're both going to just break down.
I think it was like very implied that it happened.
No, well, we saw him escape.
Oh, yes.
We saw him very narrowly escape, and then it was going to go back out into the water or something, or it could have happened.
I choose to believe he lived on that rock for the rest of his happy life.
I choose to believe he did as well. And then we ended up watching a UFO documentary.
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should go watch that again.
Or the show. It's like a series.
Yeah. Like a docuseries or something.
Docuseries. Mm-hmm. No, and I love UFOs. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's crazy. Okay, can we talk for a second about UFOs and how they're just real?
Yeah.
They're just real.
Dude, and nobody cares because we're all watching Love Island.
Nobody cares because we're all watching Love Island and we're all caught up, you know, on who America's next top NFL team is going to be and Cooper Flagg. And the Dallas Mavericks and Smosh and all that junk.
Everybody... And people are being kidnapped off the streets.
And people are being kidnapped.
There's a lot of things to lock in on.
Yeah. I mean, nobody cares about the UFOs. But no, I love a good UFO alien documentary.
Yeah, me too.
I just, it's, you know, sometimes you gotta look to the stars. Sometimes you gotta look to the stars for hope.
I'm gonna take a guess because your parents didn't let you watch like traumatizing stuff growing up, which I think is the right move. But you didn't watch like Paranormal Activity or anything, right?
No.
No? Are you familiar?
With Paranormal Activity?
Wait. What am I thinking of? That's the movie, right?
That's the movie.
Okay, the show.
Wait.
What is the show? You have to look it up.
Ancient Aliens?
No, no, no. It's like Ghost Show with a man called Zach or something.
Ghost Show?
Yeah.
With a man called Zach.
Yeah, Ghost Hunters.
Ghost Hunters.
Look up something like that.
Ghost Hunters. American television series?
Mm-hmm. What have we got?
Are Jason and Grant from Ghost Hunters?
Yeah, let me take a look.
Okay.
Let me take a look.
Well, because, yeah, we watched the Paranormal Activities movies together.
Right.
And I told you that I hadn't seen them.
Right.
But that one time my dad explained the plot of the first one. And I got so scared just from hearing him explain the plot. Because I was a really big wimpy baby when I was younger.
So funny.
I was a scared little baby. But my dad used to watch like Ancient Aliens on the History Channel and stuff. I definitely come from, and I'm pretty sure my dad loves alien documentaries and stuff too. Loves Star Trek, you know.
Yeah. No, all of that stuff about like aliens building the pyramids and whatnot, I ate that up.
It's just fun, you know. It's just fun TV to watch.
Dude, this is crazy. Okay, so it's called Ghost Adventures.
Ghost Adventures.
And I'm pretty sure
it's like a ride at Disney.
Literally. I do not remember it being like so corny. I'm pretty sure it's just like really terribly scripted. But the way I was raised, like, I believed it and I was scared. And we used to watch it all the time. It was like on every like evening, like from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday or something. And so it was one of those things that we would just like throw on if nothing else was on.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I grew up terrified and just watching Ghost Adventures. We should watch it. You would freak out. It's like literally just like keeps you on your toes. And you're like,
that's awesome.
What is the EMF thingy saying? If that's even right.
No EMF readers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Electromagnetic field.
Why did I bring that up?
I don't know.
Oh, because like alien shows and stuff.
We were talking about just shows and aliens and things. No, I find I after we watched the Alien show last night, I felt much better, I think, than after we finished Love Island.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm
just watching
out.
Watching people who believe in something, you know, talk about getting it out there. Those were people who were like working in the government and like truly believed in aliens and like had proof or whatever, and they were like trying to get the message out.
Yeah,
pretty nice episode.
Yeah, they had conviction. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it's like. UFO something,
like
UFO Files. Yeah, the actual show, the name of the show. Yeah, it was this guy who like worked it, like at the Pentagon, and his whole job was researching like UFOs. And then he did all this research on UFOs, and he's like, guys, these are potentially like a big threat to national security. And he tried to take it to the Secretary of Defense, and nobody would like take him seriously. So then he quit his job at the Pentagon to be like, I need to get the word out there about how these UFOs are a threat to national security.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny, too, because he's like, look, he's like in the Navy or something. And remember, he was like, I took an oath to serve and defend my country.
Yes.
He's like, and I'm going to do it. And he was saying that like as he was talking about quitting his job at the Pentagon so that he could go spread the word. I was like,
like a martyr.
That guy believes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, I took an oath to defend this country, and now he's doing it from aliens.
That's the kind of person I want to see on Love Island. I don't want like men with six packs. I want that dude.
I want that guy.
I want him to talk about aliens and find a girl who matches his freak.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Well, I would watch that season.
They should let us cast next season.
Fan casted Love Island season.
Heck yeah.
Oh my goodness. That'd be so I can't. I think I need a break from TV in general.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need a break from being alive. not like in a bad way, but I think I just need to not exist. I think they call that like a vacation. I think sometimes you need a vacation.
Yeah, we don't have a vacation coming up soon.
We need a vacation.
We have a lot of stuff going on, actually.
Yeah.
Again. So that'll be fun.
Yeah. No, we're gonna take a vacation. We'll find something.
Oh, we are going to Idaho.
We are.
For the fair and for my barbecue thing.
Your barbecue.
Yeah, it's for me.
It's for you.
Mm-hmm.
Raven's barbecue. I'm excited. I talked to my dad about it.
Yeah.
I got him all pumped about smoking all his meats.
Cool.
Here we are back again talking about Idaho and the fair. Mm-hmm. It always comes
back. It's kind of like a life update, you know? Just letting you guys know. You know, we talked about it and now it's happening.
Yeah. We're doing locked. It. We're doing it. We're going to Idaho.
We're doing it.
Apparently, Chingy is playing at the Idaho State Fair. I like the way you do that right there.
Oh my God. Somebody from a cast member from React is his cousin.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you said that in a video. That's funny.
Well, thanks for watching, everyone.
That's good.
No, literally. I mean, I think this is good. This was the catharsis I needed to now just put a finishing stamp on.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk. I do want to watch more of our UFO show, but I think I'm good with a break from reality TV.
100%. No, while. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Sorry that nobody gets to see the 1 hour uncut footage of me pacing around in this room talking to myself about Love Island.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't good. Well, who knows? It could have been really funny.
Dude.
I guess we'll never know, but from after how I felt afterward, it probably wasn't going to be good.
I thought you felt good doing it.
I felt good doing it.
Maybe I'll cut the second half that was recorded, and then I'll upload it for members.
Okay. Yeah. No, but seriously, thank you everyone for watching. Mm-hmm. Thank you to the members, of course, as always, for that extra bit of support. We appreciate it a ton. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we will be back talking maybe about some aliens. Who knows what we're going to talk about next week? We sure don't.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know, but we're going to figure it out.
Let us know what you want us to talk about.
Yeah. Oh my God. If you have suggestions, please drop them in the comments. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about anything, as you can see.
Yeah.
We'll literally talk about anything.
No, we're two yappers. We could talk about anything.
In that view.
Have a great weekend. I'm just kidding. I love you too.
Let's go. Everyone, have a great week. We'll see you next time. Bye.